1 year ago today, a fast-rising Senate Republican indicated he would take the job as Senate Republican leader. At the time, then-leader Trent Lott was in trouble for remarks he had made at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party. After Lott quit the top post, Tennessee Senator Bill Frist was chosen unanimously by his Republican colleagues to be leader of their newly won majority. But others doubted this heart-and-lung transplant surgeon, who had never voted until his late 30s, was up to one of the most demanding jobs in national politics. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellness spoke with Senator Frist about his rookie year as majority leader.
In Bill Frist's outer office in the oldest part of the U.S. Capitol, a crackling fire burns in a marble fireplace. Large oil portraits adorn the walls of Andrew Jackson, Ronald Reagan, and Howard Baker, another Tennessee Republican who served as majority leader.
How are you doing?
Fine, nice to see you.
Looking younger than his 51 years, the Senate's top Republican shows the way into his personal office, where a stethoscope lies conspicuously on his desk.
Shall I call you Senator, Mr. Leader, Doctor?
Doctor gets me a little more respect than being a United States Senator, but really either one. Doctor, Senator, out on the door out front of this office, it says William H. Frist, M.D., then Majority Leader right after that.
For Frist, it's a simple fact that people like and respect their physicians, while politicians don't get the same kind of trust. He also sees himself as a teacher. What grade does he give himself as Majority Leader?
You know, if you say C is an average, I would hope to think that I've performed at about a B level. Not an A, because I've just been at it a year, and I think the longer you're at something, the more experience you have there. But I think we met more than surpassed most people's expectations. We have the third largest tax cut in the history of this country. We passed a reform, a modernization of Medicare, the most significant reform of an entitlement program in the history of this country, and obviously supported the president to the fullest in terms of fighting a war, all three of those major accomplishments.
Which was your proudest achievement?
The United States Congress, a commitment to address the greatest moral, humanitarian, and public health challenge of the last 100 years, and that is to fight this little virus called HIV/AIDS. And that's the proudest because it's probably the most unexpected, both for this president and for this Republican-led Congress.
But there have also been big setbacks. One was the Senate's failure last month to pass a major energy policy overhaul that's a top priority for the Bush White House.
The Democrats obstructed it for the most part. There were six Republicans who voted against it, but two out of three Democrats obstructed the bill. I wish they hadn't. I'm going to work very hard to reverse that.
Frist also failed to finish work this year on overdue appropriations bills. Republicans had chided Democrats for a similar failure last year when they were the majority. But Frist's biggest disappointment, he says, was that for the first time, Senate Democrats successfully used filibusters to block confirmation votes on several of President Bush's most controversial judicial nominees. Last month, Frist used political theater to draw attention to the standoff by keeping the Senate in session 40 straight hours.
Well, you know, we're sitting in my office now, and I had my bed right over there. I thought I was going to sleep in it that night. I was in it only 53 minutes because we were out on the floor and basically educating both our colleagues but also the American people.
Do you think you actually made a difference
in terms of that? There's absolutely no question. No question in my mind. And now I've seen the survey data afterwards, so I know.
But later votes showed not one senator's mind had been changed by the talkathon. Democratic leader Tom Daschle called it a monumental waste of the Senate's time. Despite such rhetoric, Frist says he and Daschle have kept up a good relationship.
I can tell you that I have a huge amount of respect for Senator Daschle. I came to this job abruptly and unexpectedly, and he has treated that, I think, with a great deal of respect.
Frist insists the Senate appears more sharply partisan than it really is, and he also feels he's made good on a vow early this year to heal the wounds left by his predecessor, Trent Lott, who was brought down by his wistful comments about the late Senator Strom Thurmond's segregationist presidential bid.
Real progress has been made, and not necessarily, it's not due to the current leadership, but if you just look at what's happened the last 11 months. The African American Museum, which is going to be going on the Mall, part of the Smithsonian Institution, was brought to the Senate floor and passed unanimously. I had the opportunity to appoint the first African-American chaplain, first black chaplain in the history of this wonderful institution, the United States Senate.
Looking ahead, Frist says he expects he'll push for more tax cuts next year as the way to make the economy grow in the face of a projected $500 billion budget deficit. And while he says gays, quote, deserve all the rights and privileges of everyone else, he vehemently disagrees with the recent Massachusetts court ruling and insists marriage should only be between a man and a woman.
If the courts continue down a path of destroying and redefining that definition of marriage, I think it is very likely that legislation will be brought to the floor of the United States Senate. And one thing that has been proposed is an amendment to really define that, a constitutional amendment. I would be very slow to amend the Constitution. But if there's continued destruction of that definition, I predict it'll come to the floor of the United States Senate, and if it did, I would support it.
Frist previously had gone no further than to say all options are on the table regarding legislative action to block gay marriage. Earlier this week, President Bush told ABC News such a constitutional amendment would be needed if judicial rulings undermine what the president called the sanctity of marriage. Frist denies taking his orders from the White House on this or any other issue.
The relationship between the White House has been overstated in large part by the media and the assumptions that have been made. I work very closely with the White House, coordinate certain activities, but we are a co-equal branch of government.
Frist's second term will end in 2006. Many expect him to retire then and set his sights on the next big prize, the White House.
I've never taken a pledge. I'm going to serve just 12 years. But that's my intention, and it's been my intention. And whether I'm a United States Senator or now Majority Leader, that really hasn't changed.
How about being President of the United States?
You know, it's not a goal of mine.
Really?
Which is interesting, because I think if you talk to most United States Senators deep down inside, or most politicians, you know, that is sort of the ultimate. And for me, it just hasn't been a goal. I'm blessed, and humbled by being Majority Leader of the United States Senate.
David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.
Monday, a profile of Bill Frist's Democratic counterpart, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.